Rafa Risco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Ralph Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beast in it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Rafael Risco, Ralph Pizarro. Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is just going to be a show for you guys too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Maronno Carmen, aiutici tu.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to another episode of the Raf and Raf post-game rant. I am Raf Pizarro, joined by my co-host, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Risco.
What's up, Rafa. Guys? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Pretty good today.
Good.
Yeah, forts of the nice late
little,
shows.
Nice yeah. little Sunday. Yeah, forts nice of the late shows. I guess we're a big Sunday? Hit. It's prime time, baby.
Prime time,
Raf.
Late show. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Let's get this rant on a roll. Thank you for joining us tonight on another late show with the boys. You know, I'm kind of getting used to this, Raf. I'm almost starting to like a little bit of these.
I wouldn't be opposed you know? To having this be a regular thing at this point. You know.
Yeah. Peter Scala well. Says, "Glad you guys came on. I got a lot of stuff to say about Massa." Oh,
yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yo, buonasera, Gaetano.
Buonasera, Gaetano. Gaetano's been waiting. Guys. I told Gaetano 8:30, but
right.
Here we are.
Salvatore De Brita. I'm just gonna put it up because this
my guy.
He was like, boom. He did this even before we went live. We were still fixing things, and Salvatore was like, "No, I'm gonna get mine in first." Thank you, Salvatore. It was a pleasure to have you. Should have been a red against Tammy for kicking Zilu, and a red one, and Guisa got his Achilles raked, and regardless, if we don't win, we need to make sure we draw to get a point, and we did that today. Thank you. But without further ado, let's get into the match stats, guys. Let's rip through those real quick, and then we got a lot of ranting to do today, right, Rafa?
We sure do.
Yeah, so, you know, let's just get into it. Real quick, Rafa, here comes the lineup for you, Rafa.
All right, Luciano Spalletti with the tried and trusted 4-3-3, Ospina in net, Mairoui on the left, Koulibaly, Ramani, the two center backs, Di Lorenzo on the right, Piotr Zielinski back in the starting lineup in the midfield along with Fabian Ruiz and Zambo Anguissa, which we need a picture of Zambo Anguissa soon, don't we?
You know, I'm updating with the new uniforms and everything. It's just been taking me so much.
Work in progress, brother. Yeah, in the attack, the similar Insigne Osimhen Politano in the attack. Elmas and Lozano coming in for Zielinski and Politano in the 70th minute, and Dries Mertens in the 81st. Spalletti only went with three substitutions today.
I get it, kind of.
Sure. I get it, too. But that is the starting lineup that we went with today.
Raf, shots fired. Here we go. 13 total shots for Roma today. 11 coming from Napoli. We had 6 missed from them, from the Romanesi, and 4 from the 4 from the Partenope. 1 shot on target, though, from Roma, even though we had a few close missed chances from Roma. Got to admit, 3 on target today, Rafa. Remember what we said the other day. When we start seeing 7 shots on target, Napoli's winning this game. But check out the block shots. 6 block shots for Roma. That means we blocked 6 shots. So we did well. We did well defending them today. 4 block shots for us.
Yes, sir. And in the possession game, Napoli with a 62-38% lead over the Romanisti. We created 8 chances. They created 12. Not too many chances created by either team. And I'll get into that later, too. two red cards, and they were both the managers. Yeah. Mourinho got sent off with a second yellow at some point during the game, late in the game. And then after the match, Spalletti gets a red card for allegedly sarcastically applauding the referee, Massa. Bravo. So Massa took offense to it, gave him a red card.
Bravo,
but five yellows, one yellow for Napoli, five for Roma. Corners, 7-4. Roma, Napoli with a drastically less amount of corner kicks than in the game in the Europa League.
14
pass percentage,
less.
Yes, 14 less. Pass percentage was 87% to 80 in favor of Napoli. And there you go. A stalemate, Ralph Pizzotto. Nil-nil. And piggybacking off of the score line today, I would like to mention that this is the first match in 34 straight Serie A matches that Napoli have failed to hit the target. Before, the last match that Napoli failed to score in was the 2-0 loss to Lazio on December 20th, 2020, last season.
Wow.
You know, and Robert Rubinho talking about, I wish we had that goal. He's mentioning the Osimhen goal that was called off. Rightly so.
I mean, yeah, he was way offside. I even saw that pretty clearly. What's going on with this camera today, guys? Sorry.
Yeah, technical difficulties
there.
You know,
there, it's the autofocus here, bro. There we go. I figured that's how I do it. So when you see me do that in my hand, that's a little bit of technique that I'm doing for this autofocus here. But, Osimhen, you know, clearly offside. In fact, he was offside quite a few times today, Rafa, I feel like. I mean, it felt like Higuain under Benitez era a little bit with Osimhen today with all the offsides. You know, just – I don't know if it was like it was the rest of the team not getting the ball quick enough, the ball off quick enough, or just Osimhen timing his runs a little bit too early and not being able to accept the pass onside. So for whatever reason, Osimhen a little off today in that respect. But he had his chances. Everybody had his chances. But overall, Rafa, you know, so-so, I think, today. Both teams seemed to – I'm not playing it safe is the right term, but definitely not open. I felt Napoli though. If you look at the possession, certainly more of the aggressor today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that they were equally aggressive and equally defensive, if you ask me. And I said that I'll touch on the, the chances created. I'm listening to the English language commentary today. I have found that I really enjoy having the option to go back to Italian. Either listen to Italian or listen in English. And but my boys Matteo Bonetti and Dre Cordero, Dr. Dre Cordero, if you will.
Yes.
They were calling the play today, so I had to represent for them.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Cordero mentioned something really interesting, that Napoli and Roma are 1-2 on chances created in the league this season. But they're also 1-2 in chances not given. So
we're not giving up chances.
Opposition,
but
yes,
we're creating
the opposition
chances.
Yes. So gotcha. we're first and second in not allowing our opposition to create a chance either. So I think that had a lot to do with today's game. I mean, like I said, you know, I would give the slight edge offensively to Napoli, but Roma brought it as well. And maybe more towards the end of the match they brought it, but they did, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt.
And both played really well defensively. I think they both really just, you know, the Roma defense was good in reading, you know, Osimhen, like, you know, they were prepared for Osimhen. Ibanez was on him all game, and he was doing really. He did really well with him. And Napoli's defense, come on, you know, Koulibaly, Rahmani,
right?
Just did a very good job.
Right. Come on, only one shot on goal made it. Today. I mean, all right, fine. There was that header. Who was it from? Pellegrini, I think.
Maybe.
It was.
Yeah.
Or Mancini, one of the two. Abraham had that miss when he beat Rahmani.
Right. Right.
And then it sailed wide. He ended up snagging a small injury. He had to be taken out soon after that. Look, it's I'm not going to disrespect Roma today. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here.
No.
Now, I don't know as far as Jose Mourinho's attitude today on the field.
You're seeing the new, but the team itself. Yeah, you're seeing the new Jose Mourinho. Like, the league is becoming a privy to the Jose Mourinho that has been the last couple of seasons with his teams. You know, the way the league remembers Mourinho is going off on, like, his high horse, you know, with his head held high, you know, into the sunset with, you know, the treble with Inter. You know, and now that he's back in Italy, he's trying to, and, you know, we spoke about it. I spoke about it with Johnny on the Frenemies for Far From Vesuvius. He has vehemently said that he's not looking to win trophies this season. This season is a rebuild. The trophies come, they come, you know, they'll take them seriously, but that's not his main objective. It's to get to the Champions League. It's kind of like how our objective was at the beginning of the season. Obviously, our objectives will be changing, you know, as we continue on with this lead that we have. Sure. But you know, Mourinho, the way he acted after the Europa League loss, like kind of throwing his bench under the bus.
Conference
you know,
league?
Dude, my man. Oh, did I say Europa League? Yeah. I did. Conference League. I said Europa League. They don't play in the Europa League.
No.
You know, he threw his players under the bus, and he's the guy who decided to start, you know, 9 bench players, and some of those bench players were actually pretty decent in, you know, their respective starting positions elsewhere. Kumbula with Verona, you know, Diawara's highly ranked, and we know who he is, how he is. Calafiori is trying to get onto the national team. Mm-hmm. You know, the team that he played in the Conference League, he did it on purpose to preserve the Napoli game, but I feel like he still played a little timid here, and then he's going off at the referee, which maybe rightfully so. You know, Spalletti had the same, you know, I guess the same thoughts about Massa, and so did we, right? The referee was pretty bad.
I think Spalletti did a way better job keeping his cool. I mean, there was times that I saw when the camera kind of turned to the sideline where you see Mourinho kind of like, I don't know if he was addressing Spalletti. I don't know if he was talking to Spalletti, but he's definitely throwing some shade there. And Spalletti
don't have the best relationship.
I know. That, which is fine, which is why I was kind of excited about this game. But, you know, Spalletti, for the most part, cool as a cucumber, you know, and you saw what happened to, you know, Jose Mourinho getting the red card in the middle of the game. Like, to me, it's like you're the coach. This is a big game against Napoli, man. You're talking about the league leaders. You need – all right, granted, they snagged the point, fine, but Jose needed to keep his head together. That just really, like, I don't know, man. I gave Roma a lot of dap this season. I gave him fourth place, but Mourinho goes on with that attitude, man. That's going to start spilling into the locker rooms. And I heard there was trouble in there. I was reading some stuff. There was already a little bit of trouble there with Mourinho and the owners. I don't know the truth of it. Probably gonna ask Johnny, but if that starts happening, man, and they start internalizing everything, you know, they're gonna implode a little bit. And Juve, you know, between help from the refs and their consistent play, they're gonna climb back up. They're eventually gonna catch up, maybe, you know. And if these other teams start failing where they're supposed to be succeeding, Juve's gonna snag that one of those four spots easily, you know.
Well, I picked them to finish in fourth. I picked Juve to finish in fourth,
right.
I also picked Lazio to finish in third. That ain't happening. But
why not, Rafa? There's a lot of comments. I don't know.
Let's go.
I really want to get into them. Let's go. Let's talk with everybody, man. They showed up. Peter Scala saying Tommy not getting at least a second yellow changed the game. Probably. I mean,
sure. I think so. I mean, I don't think it changed the game. I think it kept the game the way it was. It would have changed the game if he got the second yellow.
He said not getting at least a second.
Right.
Oh, well, got you. And
right.
Maybe he meant it could have changed the game.
Yes, the game could have changed if he got that yellow card. I do feel that. Yes, Tammy should have been gone for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Oh, I like what Jerry got. This type of result today doesn't feel like a huge momentum killer for their great start.
It doesn't. It's disappointing, man. I'm not going to lie and tell you I wasn't disappointed. I was very disappointed. Sure. At the same time, when you look at the big picture, Napoli are right where they were in 27-18 as well. And again, guys, 91 points in 27-18 didn't win the Scudetto, but it could win it in 2021-22. So we're on course to finish the same way we did in 27-18, right? Eight wins to start the season and a ninth draw. You know, back in 2017, the eighth match was against Roma, and we beat them 1-0. And we ended up drawing the ninth match to Inter, 1-1, 0-0. And we ended up being unbeaten until match day 14. I think we had another two draws in there. Mm-hmm. So in 13 match days, we were 11 wins and two draws. And then match day 14 in 2017, we ended up losing to Juve. And that was where they caught up to us, and we were neck and neck for the rest of the season. But that's not happening this season. Juve is nowhere near us. We're still 10 points behind us. You know, and again, you know, continue with what Jerry said. You look at a result today, and for us to still be in first place, you know, yes, Milan caught us on points. That's what I was afraid of. Wanting them to drop, you know, points elsewhere, you know, would have been nice. But we're still in first. Normally, when we drop those points, we're screwed. You know what I mean? And we're not. You know,
I get it. No, Milan tied points, but you know, when you need Bologna to go down to nine men to catch up, well it doesn't really say much about. Sorry, Mike Alisi, I know you're here, but
Mike Alisi is cool.
We're throwing a little shade at Anto. No, I love.
Yeah, no.
I don't got a beef with Milan. Rafa, I think you said it diplomatically, perfectly. Our last episode, when we put it on Twitter, the little clip, but you're kind of responding to Anto from IFTV. We have no beef with Milan. We think they're a good team. Like, we're not, you know, we're not even mad at them. But
no. I have so many Milan friends. It's not even funny. Like, very good, close friends. And I don't dislike Anto. I think he's a...
No, it's not personal.
I think he's great. He's hysterical. He's wonderful. He's just wrong a lot of the times. But the IFTV guys will admit that, too.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all good fun.
They know he's there to be funny, to you know, give a different perspective. I mean, he does go serious at times on what he thinks, but there's a lot of times where he thinks what he thinks is wrong. And it's just, you know, he sees what he sees. And I'm not saying he's not seeing it, but he's not seeing really what he's invested in. Because I feel like I'm the Napoli bias guy. But at the same time, I watch these other matches, and I know he does too. But he watches it with a Milan lens, you know. I'm watching with a Napoli lens, but I'm also watching, you know, like, I rate Milan. Don't get me wrong. And I believe Milan is a complete team. Don't get me wrong. Just don't tell me Milan's a more complete team than Napoli. And Napoli's not a complete team. And Osimhen, Zambo, and Koulibaly dependent. You can't tell me that. Mm-hmm. We've been a complete team for the longest time. We lost our way for a couple seasons, but then we're back. Now we're back. And we can all argue that we're more of a complete team now because we have the bench to take care of the stuff.
Well, Rafa, listen, let's go back in the chat because, you know, this was said and done. Everybody knows our position here. And, you know, Anto, I hope he hears it. I hope he listens. Again, it's no disrespect. It's just like, hey, come on, man. Show a little love here. Gattano says, Odyssey was isolated, to be fair. We didn't play our usual game. A little more cautious than usual, I agree. Roma, tough at home. So a good point when it's all said and done or set and done.
I mean, you know, Roma, this is their first drop points of the season at home, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. You know, they haven't, they've been perfect at home. We you know, screwed that up for them.
Right.
So, you know, one hand washes the other, right?
Yeah, that's it. Salvatore says, Roma came with a plan and executed it. Simple as that. We didn't create enough offensively. So I'm a little like half and half here. Roma's plan, basically, in the beginning, they tried to get in between the lines. They sat up a little high. But towards the rest of the game, they just sat back. They sat back. And I remember, Rafa, I was with it was like the when I was on the Caucho Connection, when I featured on there, Manny, who was, I think he's a Real Madrid fan. He was a Madrista or something.
Yeah. He's a new Napoli fan.
Napoli fan. Good kid. He was there, and he was speaking of Jose Mourinho, and he was saying that watch Jose Mourinho, like, because the discussion in the chat that day was that, oh, Jose Mourinho is giving us attacking style football, and Rafa and what's his name,
Manny.
Manny was like, well, when he needs to secure a result, he's going to sit back. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, Roma did a good job, closing up the middle, giving Ozingham a hell of a time there, you know, grabbing him, pulling him, just frustrating him. They got in his head. And Ozzy still had his chances. But, you know, I agree with as far as, like, we didn't create enough offensively. I feel like we didn't – it's not that we didn't do enough. I mean, we had the ball almost 70% of the time. We had plenty of chances. We had plenty of passes, too. It's just – it wasn't enough. They weren't solid. I feel as if, like, the 4-3-3 was a good call. I would have liked to see some more short passing. I would have liked to see a little bit more tiki-taka today against – tiki-taka against Roma today, Raf. There was a lot of long balls that – it just wasn't working. You know, even, you know, Insigne crossing over to Politano. Politano was held down today. Everybody's saying he's playing bad. It wasn't that he was playing terrible. I just think they had him covered. Ozingham was covered. Insigne just wasn't creative enough. Zielinski just not enough today.
There's something going on with Zielinski.
Something's going on there. Is it the injuries, but the inconsistency? I don't know. But Roma's game plan, what was it? What was it? It was sit back and relax, sit back and wait, and get in our heads. How many elbows did they throw to us? How much did they try to frustrate? Well, Jose Mourinho knew very well, get in Napoli's head, that's the only way you can beat us. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they did. That was their game plan. Their game plan was not to come play 90 minutes of soccer. Their game plan was to try to frustrate us. So, but
and it was done.
Thank you, Sal. Just jumped on. This was like 6 minutes ago, but just jumped on, guys. Is Amir does Ozingham get nothing from the refs? Poor kids get crucified week in and week out. Well,
he gets very little from the ref.
He's gonna have to get used to it.
Do you know what really intrigued me as to how they called that foul on the play where he was avoiding being jumped on?
Yes,
made that turn. Like, how is that a foul on Ozingham? Like, I don't understand.
What was the
foul? The call was foul on Ozingham.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and consolation league. It was a consolation league foul. Dude, I am still bewildered by that. I don't know.
Not the best job today from the referee on both ends, I think. I think not the best at all. No.
Because Peter says, refs like Massa are the main reason I have doubts Napoli will pull this off. They always miss important calls that would help us. Is Moji still in their ears?
Never know, bro, with Italian stuff.
I would not be surprised, bro. I don't know, man.
I mean, I wouldn't make that the doubt, though. I mean, listen, you know, Milan and us are neck and neck. You know, that's going to be a great match when it comes. I like that it's, you know, towards the end of the, of the andata, you know, I think that's pretty cool. But Napoli still have a healthy lead in first other than Milan, you know, so, you know, we'll see. Anto is the Stephen A. Smith of IFTV.
I'm catching up with some of the later comments now, that's guys. Funny. Thank you so much, man. Everybody in the chat. Awesome. Gaetano wasn't good today. Zulu even worse. Injury probably still a problem. But Gaetano, let me ask, and Rafa, obviously I extend the question to you and everybody in the chat. Is it the injury or is it like
maybe it's in his head?
Yeah, man. It could be in his head. A little bit too inconsistent over the past little while, man.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Something's going on there.
Something's up. I think it would be a good shout to play Mertens in that position for a little bit right now, maybe even Elmas, but I think Mertens deserved to get the time because he's got to get he's got to get ready for when these guys leave for Africa because he's going to be the guy playing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I highly doubt you're going to see Petagna start every single match while Osimhen is gone. Mertens has to get in there. He's got to get match ready. I'm not saying he's not match ready now, but you know what I mean? Give him the minutes that he needs. Give him the minutes, you know?
Right. Hasn't been the same since the knock, I tell
you. No, he has, man. No.
He is. It's like he's missing that little bit of oomph, you know? Mm-hmm. Like there was a few times I thought, all right, this guy's running forward. He stopped. I don't know. He had the hole. He had the chance, but he didn't take it. But this is why I was mentioning creativity, Rafa, the short tiki-taka passes. We needed that today from Zielinski. Mm-hmm. I think had we did that a little bit more, I think we would have put in a goal or two today, man.
I think for that, Mertens is a little better for it, you know?
Which is why during the subs – as much as I love Elmas, didn't quite agree with him coming in. I can understand Lozano for Politano, fine. I would have liked to see Mertens for Zielinski today.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Insigne in there a little bit longer with him.
And then put Elmas in for Insigne later.
Elmas, yeah, because Elmas is a great backup for Insigne. And I always say that I want him to go to the left to back up Insigne or just to stay generally on that left side. But Mertens with Insigne and Osimhen today, a little bit of Lozano. Remember, Lozano, Insigne was feeding Lozano like a nona the other day against Warsaw, man. Mm-hmm. We could have probably seen a little bit more of that, but I don't think Elmas was the right choice.
Do you think today. That now getting into the Lozano Politano debate, the great debate? Do you think today would have been a good opportunity to start Lozano instead of Politano and have Politano come off the bench? I know they just did it in the Europa League on Thursday, but why not do it again? You know, if it worked, it just we didn't penetrate. It worked. It worked all around because Lozano played well, you know. Insigne was able to connect with Lozano. Remember, we just said that. And then Politano came in when nothing was happening and made it all happen. Right. So why couldn't we try it again today? You know, why not?
Is it a defensive thing, Rafa?
I know, yeah, maybe. But at the same time, if maybe Spalletti read Mourinho better, knowing that he just needs a point here, you know. Maybe we go in for the kill early with Lozano. I don't know. That's my opinion that just came to me. That's how I feel at this point in time right now. Unless someone can prove otherwise as to why Politano was a better option today. I mean,
it's a good take, Rafa. But and my response really is was it something defensively? You know, did Spalletti think, okay, we're at the Stadio Olimpico, we're away, and you know,
or was it just his
more security?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Maybe he just wanted a little bit more security on the right side there, because you know, Paolo and with Politano and Di Lorenzo, you have a good defensive pairing right there. So maybe he was afraid it was going to be a little more pressure. Maybe he was afraid that he didn't want to concede a goal first. You know, you're not going to want to concede a goal first against Rome at the Olimpico. You heard the crowd today. Shout out to the crowd. I mean, I thought it was great to have the stadium full and everybody being present watching the game.
Yeah,
I hope that continues because, you know, what goes for them goes for Napoli as well in our stadium. But a lot of pressure, man. A lot of pressure. We certainly didn't want to go down early. That's my response to you, Rafa. Maybe it was a defensive decision more than anything.
I mean, yeah, that, and it's also possibly his rotation plan that he has. You know, like managers tend to follow their rotation plans a lot too. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Carmelo, new kid in the house here. Welcome, Carmelo. We need to see Osimhen and Lozano play together for 90. There's certain goals there, I think. Great speed.
Carmelo Frazzetto. Yeah, you know, they really linked up last season towards the end of the season. I think they linked up really well. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're onto something here, Carmelo. I think that, you know, once the season gets into motion, you know, we're almost at the quarter mark of the season. You know, actually, I was working it out, right? 38 matches, right? So what's the actual quarter mark? Because 38, when you split it into quarters, is... it's difficult. So 38, a quarter of 38 is 9.5. So at halftime against Bologna, we're officially at the quarter mark this season.
Okay. So
that's where we're at, you know. Now that the quarter mark is done after the Bologna game, quarter of the season is done, we go. You know, we kind of like move into, you know, after November, there's no more, you know, international breaks, and that's when we really pile it on and get to the meat of the season. Yeah. So, and that's going to be big for us because we have big matches in that time frame. So hopefully Lozano can show Spalletti something to make him start more.
There's going to be an assembly, Gaetano. We're gonna watch the Wizard of Oz in the auditorium, Gaetano. He'll get that joke. That's a
I need Gaetano to dress up for that. I need you to be the teacher for that, Gaetano.
In the auditorium. Ace Diamond Knight, welcome, sir. Or this. Fortunopoli, do you think it should be Insigne, Ozinam, Lozano?
I'm trying to figure out who Ace Diamond Knight is.
I don't know, but that's the coolest name ever. Like,
yeah, you look
familiar. I'm
going to
name my firstborn that. Like, yo, your name is Ace Diamond Knight.
Because his name on YouTube is Ace Diamond Knight, but it could be, you know, some dude that we always talk to on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he looks familiar.
No, he does look familiar.
Do you think it should be Insigne, Osimhen, and Lozano? Yeah. Yeah.
It could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
You mean permanently? I mean, like, this should be the titolarissimi.
I mean,
is these three guys, Rafa?
For a stretch, maybe. I mean, it worked. It worked against Legia Warsaw. It worked. Try it again. Why not?
Try it again. I think Lozano's got to be hungry there right now. He's got to be wanting to play more. This guy's a starter. He's not a bench player.
Yeah,
you know,
but I also do think that he accepts the role that he's in right now. At the moment, he knows he's an important part of the team. He knows he's going to get in if he doesn't start. He's coming in the match. Right. He knows that for a fact. The thing is that teams are going to know that, you know. And now, you know, like, does he go? Does he go the other way? You know, we're rotating, right? Does he go with Lozano starting against Bologna? A decimated Bologna at that?
Why not? I mean, if it could – well, I mean, Spalletti's not going to be there now, right, because of the red card. But I guess that doesn't matter.
That's a good question. I mean, normally the manager is gone for that. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what the
– I mean, I'm sure he'll still make the final call as to who's going to be the starting.
For sure. He's making the shot. He's calling the shots, for sure.
Una's still alive. He posted something recently saying little by little or something like that, like showing him in physical therapy or
maybe he. Yeah, I feel like he pulled up with some sort of injury.
Yeah. Whoever thought I never would have thought of saying, yeah, I kind of miss Unas a little bit. I think I miss him for his a little bit of that pace and creativity that he brings.
But let's not forget what we said when Mertens was still on the shelf. Wait till Mertens and Zielinski and you know, Loboka and Demme come back, and some of these guys are not going to see minutes.
Right.
You know, they might not see minutes, and that might be what's going on right now. That just might be.
I mean, we didn't see Demme at all today. I was a little curious about that. I wouldn't have mind seeing. I even thought like Fabian Ruiz wasn't very active today. I wasn't. It could have been the Roma defense. Vertu was doing a pretty good job today, neutralizing us back there. I thought.
Well, Fabian had that one play where he found Insigne to
right.
You know, right before I think it was Mancini who nailed the post. Remember that? Like, yeah. Fabian had
yes. That's
he
when
a,
him. Yeah.
Yeah, he showed a couple of good moves, but I mean nothing substantial, you know. Nothing really substantial.
I feel like, you know, that leg of his is just waiting to unload a nice curler into the net. You know, I'm waiting. Yeah. Against Warsaw, he was close to goal, but he got, you know, they closed in real quick and took away his opportunity for a shot, and he couldn't shoot, and I know he was dying. I would have liked to see this. We didn't see those chances that we talk about often, Rafa. We didn't see the players, like the chances and the kicks coming from Ruiz. We didn't see those opportunities coming from Politano. We didn't see Ozinam able to beat his players. He almost had a chance, though. I mean, yes, what was it? Mancini almost became paralyzed trying to stop this guy. I mean, if those two defenders, those two center backs didn't put in that effort, Ozydem was going to score, you know? So it's like it was so close but so far. But if anyone other than Ruiz shoots that rebound, Napoli score.
No, I don't. Anguissa, I don't think Anguissa can take a shot either. I remember there's one part in the second half where Anguissa like had an opportunity to take a shot. I was like, shoot the ball, and then I thought to myself, wait, you know, nah, he won't go for the shot.
Anguissa,
not unless he absolutely has to, but he probably should have.
You know, Rafa. You know what? We didn't. I mean, it was a draw. I really only like the thing to pick these for.
Well, Dope, I feel like,
hold on, I'm sorry. Napoli drinking game. Take a shot every time there's Ruiz slander.
I don't have my beer today with me, guys. I'm sorry. Oh, man. But no, you're right. I mean, we didn't pick a beast, you know? We didn't pick a beast of the match. Maybe we should right now. But why don't we do it live on the air and figure it out? Who's the beast of the match? I say maybe Koulibaly again.
It's always Koulibaly's a beast. Koulibaly is
beast of life. He's the beast of life.
He's a beast.
He's the beast of life, dude.
K2. Ospina. Let's give it to Ospina, man.
Why not? You made a couple good saves. Why not?
Should we put the whole Panther on?
Sure. We don't have a picture.
I don't have the picture ready. You can never go. Yeah, you could. K2 is like
he is the default beast of the match. He's default the beast of the match.
Yeah.
I'll go with K2. I vote K2. Let's make it official. We need to get a beast count. I'm gonna go back and look at all of our beast of the matches and get a beast count.
You know, Gaffato Ospina.
Gaffato Ospina.
I know. He only blocked one shot, I guess.
Yeah, really. I mean.
But what about, let's combine it with not the Warsaw game, but the one prior when we played, Rafa, help me.
In the Europa League?
No, before that.
Torino.
Torino, he had some great saves.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he had really, really big saves. He had that low hand save there.
Yeah, he did. He did have some good saves. He did. I motion for Kalidou Koulibaly. I think he should get beast in the match.
You think he should get beast in the match today?
I think he should get beast in the match today.
Not Anguissa.
Nah, I don't think Anguissa. No, not today. He played pretty well, but I think Koulibaly really
did well.
Yeah, he
even
did.
Mario Rui did well. Can we just give it to the whole back line?
I guess. No.
No, that's not.
Well, for the sake of the beast count, let's go with Koulibaly.
All right.
He's the general in the defense, and he kept the defense very tight. They played well. They played so well defensively. The Napoli played a very great defensive game, so let's go with Koulibaly. Plus the chat thinks. There you go, boom.
Beast of the match, Koulibaly. Koulibaly.
Kalidou Koulibaly.
Napoli was terrible in the final third today.
I mean, yes. I wouldn't say terrible. I think they were bad. I mean, I didn't think they were great. I mean, Osimhen put the ball in the back of the net. He was just a bit offside, you know. And I credit Roma's defense. I think it was more. Ivano, you know, I think. Right, yeah. Okay. Let's see. You guys can't even lie, Mancini. Yeah, I said it earlier. I don't know if you were on here, Ivano. Ivano Cardona says you guys can't even lie. Ibanez and Mancini put Osimhen in their pocket. Yes, they did. Especially Ibanez. Ibanez was all over Osimhen today. He did very well. And you know what? They read the pass to Osimhen. They read the cross and got him offside. I saw that. You know, I saw that coming. So good job. Good job by both teams' defense today. I'm very, very impressed with both teams defensively today.
I like Peter's response here, respectfully. Can't say put him in his pocket when it takes two men.
They put him in. But that's the thing is that Osimhen could beat two guys. You know what I mean?
Right. It takes
two men. So I get it.
It's true. But come on, they had their hands all over him today. How many freaking elbows did they throw Roma today? I don't know. I should have put that on today's stats.
I mean, yes.
Rafa, it was like five elbows.
Yeah, there was a lot of elbows. Yeah.
Roma was a little dirty today.
Well, how about that one play where Anguissa caught the elbow to the head, but then he kind of like retaliated with a – or was it – no, it was Osimhen caught the elbow to the head.
Oh, yeah. With the,
where then he kind of like retaliated with the kick. And I think they canceled each other out, and the ref said no. I mean, I think that's the only thing that the referee did good today was just let that go, let that slide, you know? Because I think the referee thought if I got to give Osimhen a red card for the reaction, then I should probably give whoever it was, and I forgot who it was, forgive me, a red card for nailing him in the head with the elbow. So let's cancel it out, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think happened.
Wasn't the only one. There was a few other plays where, some shady arms were coming up back of people's heads. My favorite, there was one point, I think it was towards maybe the later of the second half, where Mario Rui did the same thing to, I don't know if it was Zaniolo on the left or their right or left.
Zaniolo?
I'm not sure if it was Zaniolo, but Mario Rui kind of like he did one of his own today. It was later in the second half at some point. He was stopping a counterattack. He's like, you know what? Fuck this. Bow. And it got a little bit rough. You saw that towards the end of the game. I think Napoli was like, screw it. We're not scoring. Let's give it back to these guys, you know. And we started seeing a little bit. Zielinski did it. Zielinski took a professional foul before he went off. So but here we go. Hold on.
You had a comment up there that you put on.
Yeah. It was Napoli dominated game, but Roma had better chances. Roma had two better chances. That was it. That curler that came from
Oh yeah, wait a minute. What about
it was a nice pass.
The header from Mancini?
Yeah.
In the second half, that was close.
I don't know how that didn't go in. Abraham messed up too.
There was a couple of times where Roma could have scored. A couple of balls. Yeah, the Abraham one, the Mancini one. There was another one.
That went up.
If our Roma listener is in here still, Ivano, maybe he can help us out. There was a couple of good chances Roma had. I mean, again, only one went on target, correct? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Good chances, but you got to finish them. We had tons of those. When we're shooting 20-something shots, you know.
I mean, Roma had better chances. Roma had more chances. You know, we were outchanced today. In the first match that we haven't scored in 34 straight league matches, you know. So, you know, give them some credit. Also, mind you, I should mention Napoli are now unbeaten in 18 straight league matches going from back to last year. Mm-hmm. So unbeaten in 18, 34 goal scoring streak is over, but still unbeaten, baby. Still unbeaten and in first. So that's the thing is that this must the post and the crossbar must have been during the first half when I was cutting hair and I just don't remember it at all. I'm gonna have to go back and look at that because I had no idea we hit the post and the crossbar. Not a clue. When I do the tweets for Far From Vesuvius, if I see a ball hit the post, right. I hashtag Legna Napoli. Right,
Legna Napoli.
Legna Napoli is the thing I created from last year. So I'll go ahead and include that in the things that happened during the game. Legna Napoli number 3, Lozano. Right. Mm-hmm. Obviously, wasn't working the Twitter today because I had to work at the shop, and it was very busy while the first half was going on. So I had it on and it was listening to it and it was, you know, it was there and I was watching but I must have missed a post and a crossbar. I don't know when it was. So Peter, you mentioned it. Maybe you can help me. I'll look for it when I go back and watch again, cause I'm going to watch again. I'll end up watching it again.
You should.
Tonight.
I saw a different, I was so emotional today. Oh, by the way, Well, I wanted to wait till the end of the show, so I'll wait. But either way, I was super emotional today watching the Roma game. And when I rewatched it, completely different game. You know, mm-hmm. I was definitely more eyes wide open there. Carmelo asked, you know, we've kind of answered this, Rafa. I'll touch on it real quick because I think it's a good question. Carmelo's new here, so I want to, you know,
Carmelo Frazzetto.
Carmelo. KK Beast, easy. Last question, boys. Moreno Ospina. Moreno's young, could be our Buffon for 10 years, but I'm worried he could want to leave. I actually rate him over Ospina.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Right. I used to believe that Meret's the future. I'm still hopeful that he is, but I'm more on the side of he's not. I don't think he's going to be. I do not rate him.
The future.
Dude, he's already 26, you know? 24, 26?
Yeah, but goalies get better in their 30s.
I know, man, but come on. I mean, how many coaches have to say that Ospina is the number one? Medet even started out as a number one this season, got hurt.
It's true.
And Ospina pulled off these unbelievable performances to earn his number one back.
Well, Ospina's in great form. He's a great goalie. He's big in Colombia. He has experience. He's more mature. Don't forget, Moret had that back injury. He had
he's very injury prone though.
Moret, so is Ospina. Come on, man. Every time Ospina plays, I think he's gonna become a paraplegic or something.
I understand.
His head's gonna fall off.
I understand, but Moret has been injured since he got here. He was injured when he came in. You know, when he signed.
We need to sign this.
I they're both injury prone. I think Meta a little more. But I rate them both. It's not like I don't. I said it in the last episode when we were, you know, responding to Antonio. We have two goalkeepers that can start on any team, you know. But and if he leaves, Pali a traverse. Is that you, Gaetano, or is that Gianluca? No, was it Gaetano, me versus bro. You? No. That's his Fanta Calcio. We're in a Fanta Calcio league. This freaking guy beat me by 0.5 point today. One half point. I was 0.5 point away from a goal to make it 1-1. Ugh. Unbelievable.
Sorry to hear
that. But anyway, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
There was another question, Christopher. I think we kind of touched on this at the beginning of the show today, but would you say this is a positive result?
Overall, I think it is.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it is. In the moment when you realize shit, the undefeated streak, you know, I mean, we're still unbeaten. You know, the 100% streak is over. We dropped our first 2 points of the season. Hopefully there's not a lot more games like this. But when you look at the big picture, I think it was a very positive result. We were able to go into a 75% full, but still ruckus, hostile, away Roma crowd with our contingency there as well too, but we were able to go on the road and pick up a point against the top four teams. So far, right? And I'll include Juventus because they're seven sisters. Now they're calling them the Sette Sorelle. You know, us, Inter, Milan, Roma, Lazio, Atalanta, and
Juve, Milan,
someone else. Seven.
Fiorentina?
No. No, I don't remember who.
Did you say Juve? I'll say it right now, bro.
Did I say Juve? Oh, Juve. Juve, yeah.
Sorry, we forgot about you way down there, Juve. Sorry.
Miss me with all that. Anyway, to go into a team that is top four and earn a point.
Oh, by the way, Rafa, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Fiorentina is above Lazio now.
Yeah.
Lazio would be eighth, Fiorentina seven. So the top seven, Fiorentina, from bottom to top.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was the Sorella thing that
yeah, set the Sorella, the seven sisters.
Yeah.
The two Romas, I mean, you know, Roma, Lazio, Inter, Milan, right? Napoli, Juve, Atalanta, Seven Sisters. Those are like the seven main contenders for the title at the beginning of the season. So the phrase Sette Sorelle was coined, the Seven Sisters. So we were able to take a Sette Sorelle team and go into their home and secure a point. For me, it's a positive result. It's the smaller teams that we keep beating that I'm happy about. The ones that we dropped points against last season or in previous seasons, you know, for stupid reasons, we're not doing it this season. And that's going to be very, very key. Very key. Right. We should be able to take Bologna at home, who's depleted with two red cards against Milan.
Hold on,
and
Rafa.
Beat them. Go ahead.
So, sorry. Come. Thanks, guys. Great show, by the way. This is Charlie Vegas from Twitter.
Oh,
Australia.
Charlie Corn Vegas.
For breakfast, y'all. Nice.
So our Australian, there was somebody else from Australia that said that there's no chance they're watching. I think it was Benjamin in the Renaissance chant said, yeah, I'm not watching it. 2 a.m, Carmelo. So your name is Carmelo Frazzetto, not Charlie Vegas. Gotcha.
Right. All right. Right. This is I'm so funny, man.
That's
good
my
to,
dude.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Bro.
Appreciate you, dude.
So it's got to be early there, even earlier, because usually
it is early.
Seven. Well, no, I'm sorry. It'd be a little bit later now. So I'm assuming it's like last time it was like what, like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock? You were with us.
Yeah, it's
so it's
late.
Gotta be
it's,
what, like 10 o'clock?
It's,
10 a.m.
I think it's a 14 hour difference, is it?
It's like 10 in the morning there now. Let us know, Carmelo. Angelo Solimine. A tie in a derby.
It's 1:05 p.m.
1:05 p.m. in Australia.
In Sydney, right. Australia.
Sure. Well, I was way off. I said 10 a.m. But,
but in Adelaide, it's 12:36.
Lunchtime now, he says.
Where are you? It is elite. I agree. Got that.
Ace Diamond. Now, Ace Diamond, we try not to talk about the networks much.
Yeah, Ace Diamond, what are you going to do?
We try not to address that. I see your question about them, but we try not to address the networks just because.
So let's put this one up then. Ace Diamond wants to know what part of Naples do we have origins from?
You want to start? I'm inland.
My father and whole family on his side is from right in the center city, right across the street from the train station, was their apartment where they lived for 18 years of my dad's existence. And then they moved to Naples. They moved to New York. So right in the freaking center of the city, brother. Napoli through and through. Not on the outskirts. Not in Salerno. Excuse me, guys, who are from, all these other little, outskirts of Napoli. My dad was a Scunizzo for real. I'm not even joking. He would tell me stories, man. But thank you for asking. I appreciate that, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a little from the outskirts there. So I'm about a half an hour ride outside of Napoli, Ace Diamond. I'm from Monte di Pricida, he says.
Monte di Pricida. Really cool.
Oh, hold on. I have to address this question because I have both. Salvador de Brie, and plus it's a drip question. We love drip here on the Raf and Raf Rant. Drip question, do I go long sleeve mint shirt from last season on sale or red Serie A OZNM shirt from this year plus international shipping? Okay, Sal, I have both of these jerseys. I want to tell you, that mint jersey is beautiful. It's absolute fire. I highly recommend it. The red jersey, pretty nice. I like it. But if you told me which one I like more, that mint green is something else, man. And like I said, unfortunately, when they did the, I did Koulibaly on the red kit, on the red EA7. And I don't know, whoever did it didn't do a great job because the red from the jersey bled through the white numbers in the back. So that was a bit of a turnoff for me. And again, guys, you see the 120 online. You got to include tax and shipping and conversion.
And conversion.
It's $180, shipped to get that jersey. Just keep that in mind. Get the mint sleeve on sale. Trust me. And wait for the red kit a little bit.
Well, listen, if he wants my opinion, get them both.
I would get both, but if I had to do one first, get the mint green one, because that mint green one eventually is going to – they're going to sell it out. They're on sale because they're getting rid of the big sizes, and they want to sell them out. Get the mint green jersey. Do not pass up on that jersey. It is one of the most beautiful Napoli jerseys in a long time. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous color.
For sure.
So definitely go for that.
Do it.
Opinions on a Halloween jersey. You know, we had a whole episode. We have a whole episode lined up for this.
Bought four of them.
Bought four of them, he said. Need we say more, Mr. Diamond?
$800 later.
Damn.
Awful. 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 Rafi, I'm about to drop another five on gear, dude. Listen, guys, you understand, and I don't fit in any of these things, okay? I just love to know that I have it and the look of it and the, like, just the meaning behind it for me, you know? Mm-hmm. I got two for my kids too, Gaetano. I got two for my kids. I got one for myself, maybe to hang up somewhere, and one to possibly sell off, you know, maybe make a little coin back, you know, maybe two to make a little coin back. Why not?
I thought they were only making
traders do that.
1,926.
I believe they either did, or they decided to make more, or they released them little by little. Like,
gotcha.
Like, because they probably just couldn't handle it all at once. But don't forget, they had to release some of them into the actual stores, the official store in Naples, and Amazon. So, like, every retailer, outfitter, whether it's online, you know, so the store in Naples, the Napoli site store or the Amazon store has to have their own thing. And the thing that sucks about Amazon is you can't choose to have it personalized, even though it comes with personalization. So I wouldn't recommend buying it on Amazon. I'd buy it on the actual site.
Yeah.
If I were you, because you can still get that personalization.
Yeah. So what happened, there was a small issue where you were unable to change, or rather you were unable to choose a player. Like, for some reason, it wouldn't let you choose the player, but you can write in a personalized number and name. So, like,
you let's mean say for the Halloween
like
kits?
For all of it, for the red one, at least. Like, say you wanted Respo.
Yeah, yeah. Number you go one, in and, yeah.
You write it. So, I couldn't pick a player for the red jersey.
Hmm.
Like, it wouldn't let me select a
interesting
player. So, but
had
it wouldn't
I,
let
had
me
I known
type
that
in.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me type in a personalization. So I put in Koulibaly's number and his last name, and it came out.
I just was quick to buy them. Like, I wanted to get names and numbers on the back of them, but nothing was letting me do it. So I just wanted to buy it. And I said to myself, you know what? If I find them in red later, I'll do it myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which sucks, is you have to pay more for it because it comes with the jersey. But whatever. I don't care. It's fine. It's all good. I'm not going to
complain.
You
only live once, right, Ralph?
I got you know, I got mine. I got what I needed. You know, it's all good. It's all good. I love them, mind you.
Yeah.
I love them. I think they're so
how's
great.
The print? How's the
so I don't
print?
Have them yet.
Oh,
they didn't
them,
come
though.
In
yeah.
yet. Oh, no, dude.
Okay.
When
that's
they come
right.
in,
you, just, like,
you'll all know. You'll all know when they come in.
I'll see the picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love them. I think they're fantastic. My kids are, like, going crazy. They're huge Venom fans. So when I told them that, guys, Napoli's coming out with a Halloween jersey,
and then I showed Paulie
the Venom, like the jersey when it leaked before it was on sale, and he goes, what? It looks just like Venom. So right there, I was like, all right, got to get these for them for sure.
Boy. Well,
shout out to Paulie. He broke his collarbone.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. I was, you know, I was just like, I didn't really ask Rafa. You know, let me see. But
that's okay.
Paulie, love you, kiddo. Get better. Feel better, man.
Yeah.
Speedy recovery to you.
So they were playing what's that Monkey in the Middle, where, you know, you for those who might not know what it is, you know, kid stands in the middle and you throw a ball to, you know, three people are playing, or more than three, whatever. But there's two people who are, like, on the outside. You throw the ball back and forth, and the person in the middle has to try to catch the ball or get the ball. And then that person who let it go is the monkey. So Paulie was the monkey in the middle. And Rocco went after the ball that he was going after, Paulie, and tripped over his own feet and landed on Paulie. They both collided and fell to the ground, and Paulie felt and heard the snap right in his collarbone. Two spots, complete fracture.
Stop.
We need to go to an
poor kid, man.
Orthopedic surgeon tomorrow to see what we're gonna do. He might need surgery. So, but he cried for like the first 3 minutes. 8 years old, you know, mm-hmm. rather, yeah. You know, small. You know what I mean? Cried for about 3 minutes, and then was over it, dude. Barely even feels it right now. He says it's a little sore. Is what he says, but he's got his arm in a sling and he's doing good. Broken collarbone, nothing. Rocco was very upset. He thought that
bad.
So they were at their mom. They were at their mom and stepdad's when this happened.
Okay.
So he thought that Allie and I were going to rail on him because of it. But come on,
like, Rocco, boys, break.
One thing I do have to say, right? The both of them, in 10 years of having them on this earth, have broken bones. And I, in 38 and a half years, never broke a bone, never had a stitch, never, like, dude, as crazy and active as I was, never. Unbelievable. It's crazy to think because I'm so broken now. My knees, my ankles.
That's age, boy. That's you ain't getting around that, Rafa.
It's my age and my weight. It's got to go down.
Shoot.
But yeah, thank you for the well wishes, dude. They're fine. They're good. The kits are going to make them feel really good. So, man.
So Paulie, hang in there. Feel better, Rocco. You'll be all right, bro. We forgive you. I'm going to put on a little closing music, Rafa, get into that hour mark.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get up out of here. Rafa's going to be fucked up tomorrow. I'll put it up. Whatever. We usually don't do curses, but Gaetano gets a special pass.
Oh, you know it. Why? Because I said what I said? Yeah, right?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
This is a good question. Raf, I'm assuming it's me. Raf, what does your hat say? So get this. My nephew played in a hockey tournament. So,
yes.
By the way, if you're talking about Respo, Mr. Diamond, that Sinopoli hat, he probably means not. What it says is New York City Skyliners Hockey Club. I'm wearing it today because that is my nephew's hockey team, Rafa.
Sweet.
And they had and if you've been on the Raf and Raf ramp before, you know, aside from soccer, every now and then you're going to hear a little bit about hockey, especially when Johnny's here, and a little bit about wrestling. Okay, so
yeah,
because that's my sport.
It's, basketball season two, and the Knicks are doing good. So
yeah,
look out.
So you're
going to
hear you're probably going to hear some basketball as well. But anyway, my nephew's hockey team had a tournament today in Philadelphia, and they won.
Nice.
They won the tournament.
No way, man.
Yeah, bro. Today was the championship game. They won 2-1. And guess who scored the winning goal, Rafa?
Get out. Stop it.
Nephew Dominic Bizarro. Sir.
My dude. That's what's up, man. Congratulations, Dominic.
His line
That's
killed
awesome.
It, man. His line killed it. I think Good. In total, his line had more than 10 goals in 5 games.
Bro. What's up? That's what's up.
So that's
hey, what do I got to do to get one of those hats?
This one, I'll let you know. I think they're coming up with they're coming up with an order soon. So I'll keep you posted.
If they do, let me know, man. I'll gladly contribute for sure.
Let's Very go Devils. Cool. Let's go Rangers.
Saldi Brita.
How about a Fortsinopoli guys in the chat?
Yeah, let's go Knicks. They did lose today, guys. 110-104 to the Magic. They lost, but that's all good. Hey, Ace Diamond, thank you, man. Thank you so much for your podcast. Keep up the fantastic work. And content and dream big, boys. Hashtag Fortunabile Sempre. Dude, thank you very much for coming in today. Don't miss us. We are on YouTube, you see. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. You can find us. Just type in Raf and Raf. Far From Vesuvius, we post these shows, audio-only podcasts, later on in the day, maybe tomorrow morning. By tomorrow morning, they'll be up. But if you can't watch on YouTube later, you can always listen to it in the car on the way to work, on the way to school, in the train while you're walking.
Drive.
Don't rough and drive, please. We can't have accidents in our
Yeah, we don't want to be responsible.
We can't be responsible for that. So please, Masa Merda. Thank you, Peter, for sure. But yeah, thanks to the new guys who are in here listening to us, because we really appreciate all of you guys. Tell your Napoli friends, tell your Napoli Dani amici, you know, please let them know. Every single Monday night, we are on. We've been doing 7 o'clock. Sometimes we do 9. Sometimes we do a little earlier. It depends. Look for the times on our social medias. We'll usually post what time we're going to go on. But I'm liking these late ones, man. These are good.
They're kind of fun, man. It gives us an opportunity to rethink. You know, with the work schedule now, things have been a little bit crazy. It's a little bit more difficult to really be consistent with some of the games. But Monday, Monday we're closed. The restaurant's closed. So I'm off. So we're here every Monday for those of you who are new. Espresso and Raf and Raf Rant. My favorite two things in the world.
You know, I'm going to ask for an espresso machine for Christmas. That's what I want.
Get the, listen, Rafa, get the Breville Creatista and get the pods. Do yourself a favor.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Get yourself the Creatista. You'll be fine. Trust me.
Get those.
I'd get it for you, but it's expensive.
That's okay. That's why I love you. That's why I got the lady.
Yeah.
Angelo Solimine. Solimine, Angelo Solimine. Forza Napoli sempre.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. That's what I want. I want that. I want the Kimbo pods. That's what I want.
I got the Kimbo.
Or the Torre. Do the Torre Aldo have one? What is it? Is it Toraldo? Toraldo?
Toraldo. Right. Something like that. Go for it. Listen, go for it. If you're going for Kimbo, Kimbo Intensita or Cafe Barbone.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
I got you. Got you, Ralph, on the coffee.
Do you put a lot of sugar in your espresso?
I use cane sugar, and I use, you know, the little tazzine, the little cup, the little, you know, like the little spoons.
Yeah.
I put about 2 of those in there.
Okay. When my dad used to make them in the mochas, right? He would pour sugar in that thing.
Oh, man.
Pour it. I mean, do you want, you know, espresso with your sugar? It was unbelievable.
I love those things. I have a collection of those. You want to talk about Makinette Drip? King right here, bro. I have about 15 limited editions. I'm going to show them to you one day, Rob.
Let's go. Let's do it.
If anybody has a stovetop mocha collection, you hit me up, man, and we will nerd out on. Maybe we'll do like one a week. I'm going to show everybody my collection because I'm proud of it. I never get to show anybody. So, but anyway.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Let's do it. We'll be there.
7 o'clock, we have Wayne Gerard. He works with IFTV. He also works with AS Roma English Twitter. So he's coming on to further break this thing down and talk a little bit more about everything Napoli, Serie A, IFTV, him, us. We're going to hang out. We're going to be cool. It's going to be really cool.
It's going to be a good time. I agree. Thank you to everybody in the... The Makinette podcast. Yes, we're going to make Dan by Makinette.
Dough by Dan. This is my guy. Dan has my car. Dan has an 03 version of my car. I have the 04 Honda Accord. We were talking just before the podcast.
Very good car. Love Honda.
Yeah, he's hanging out in Yonkers, too. My old stopping grounds. So
nice.
Shout out to Dan.
I think Dan got some new work there. Good luck to you, bro. We know went back and forth. We got to catch up, Dan.
Hit me up, man.
Hit me up on the DM. We got to catch up. I want to talk pizza with you. But let's get out of here, Rafa. Great show again. Thank you to everybody in the chat for Gaetano. I'm tired and old. Got to get ready. I'm putting that up, Gaetano. Got to get ready for the principal things.
Well, we're getting ready for principal things next week, buddy.
Yeah. Did you tell him yet or no?
I spoke to him about it, yeah.
Nice. Be in Vegas Wednesday. Cotoletta for lunch here. Beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Wait, Vegas from Wednesday. Okay. So you'll be watching the Napoli game Thursday from Vegas. That's cool.
It's going to be a good show. All right, guys. No, for real this time. Let's go. thank you again to everybody on the chat. Be sure to give us a like, subscribe if you're new here. Thank you so much. Please share. Please let the world know we're around, man. Napoli has a show. It's wonderful. It's here. It's the Raf and Raf Rant.
Raf, do you know how Napoli Don this show is?
It's how Napoli Don is this show.
It takes 10 minutes to say goodbye to everybody.
That's
Ciao. We say ciao, and then you ask how everyone is after that. After you've been with them for fucking 75 hours.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, jeez.
That's good. That is hilarious, bro. I'm so glad you said that. That made my night. Thank you, Ralph. We ended with a good laugh. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Okay, bye. Bye.
Okay, ciao, ciao, ciao. Yeah. Later. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao, ciao. All right. For real, guys. All right. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao for now. Forza Napoli.
We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, 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 ciao.